B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Oh my God, I got through. Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey. Can I have your name, sir?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
And I heard that you're handing out some shtick pins today.
Shtick? Where are you from, Jerry?
I was a little nervous. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, shtick.
You're the professional.
Okay. What can I do for you, Jer?
I'm calling you from Rockford, Illinois.
Well, do you live in Rockford? Because we can put a stick pin up there in Rockford, Illinois.
Well, I live in Rockford, and I do some work around Rock Island, and my sister Debbie lives in Davenport.
Okay. Oh, great. How are you listening? You got the app going? Is that what you got?
Yeah, I got it. I got it on my phone here. I don't even know what the name of it is. I just typed your name into Google, and it said to open up with the application.
How did you hear about our name to even type it in, Jer? I mean, did you hear from a friend? Did you listen to us when you were on vacation? How'd you know to type in Stan and Haney?
Oh, well, I'm a snowbird. I'll be down there soon. I got a place down in Naples off the Vanderbilt Beach.
Okay. Yeah, that's a beautiful beach down there. What can I do for you, Jer?
Well, I just wanted to make sure I get my stick pin.
Stick pin in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, you can put one in Davenport for my sister one in Rock Island.
Can't do that. They've got to call in themselves. I can only give a stick pin to those who are listening right now and calling in.
And I got a cousin in Moline.
All right, but I explained to you, Jerry, that they have to call in. But I appreciate that. And do they listen?
Yeah, they wouldn't be calling in because they don't listen to it.
Okay. Then they don't get a stick pin, Jerry. That's if you're listening. You are listening right now, right?
Well, I threw the phone.
I understand.
I had to shut it off so I could dial.
I understand that, but you're a regular listener of the show, and you called in. You said you wanted a shtick pin.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yes. And we just...
Well, you're the funny one. I just,
No, you're funny, Jerry. We gave you your stick pin, okay? The other family members, they got to call in if they're listening. If they don't listen to us, they don't get a stick pin. It's for people that listen to the show. We all set there on that one, Jer?
Well, yeah, maybe I'll try. Do they have to listen for a certain amount of time?
They have to be fans of the show, Jerry.
What do they need to say to you to get a stick pin if I have them call you?
I don't want you to have them call me just to get a stick pin. It's kind of like for us to see who's listening to the show. Now, if you're listening, you realize that the pin is just on the wall, right? It's nothing that you win. It's nothing that you can go and collect on. We just put a little pin in the state, in the city that you're listening into. And you're in Rockford, Illinois, and we just put it in there.
Okay, so the whole thing is kind of pointless then.
Pointless then, not to the people that listen. But we have representation of the people that listen to our show. If we're not going to put a stick pin in a place where nobody listens because you're not representing. Are you representing the Stan and Haney show right now because you want a stick pin? Yes. Right?
Yeah, and I'm going to be... back in Naples.
I don't care about that. This is done so it allows us to see you. I have my eyes gaze over the big map, and it looks beautiful of all the people all over the country that listen to us. I'm not going to go and randomly poke around stick pins in our map for people that don't listen to us. Don't you understand English?
Well, I thought if you got a stick pin, you get to go out to dinner in Naples or something.
No, you're not. No.
I'm going to be there in a month or two.
All right. when you come down in a month or two, Jerry? You bring in your wife? You have a married man? Confirmed bachelor? What are you?
We've been married more years than I care to talk about, because, you know, the longer you stay married, the more expensive the anniversary gets.
Well, yeah. What's your wife's name?
Oh, Carolyn.
What?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Any kids? They live down here? Are they all over the country?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ronnie, Robbie, Ricky, and Mike are boys.
They don't get stick pins. A lot of R's in those names. A lot of R names, Jer.
Well, we like Reagan.
Okay. All right.
I'm just fooling you. But I'll tell you, up here, we couldn't be more excited about those cuppies.
I bet you, right up there in Rockford, Illinois, those Cubs, that's got to be something. But why wouldn't you go to winter in Arizona? That way you could see the Cubbies in spring training instead of coming down here.
Well, there's really no reason to go to Arizona.
Why?
They're not so well to do there.
They're not so well to do there. Who's not well to do there?
Well, just in Arizona in general. You know, Naples is a class place.
Okay, and Arizona is not.
Okay,
there's a lot of nice places in Arizona.
I've been a Cubs fan forever. I still wear my Rob Sanborn jersey.
That's Ryan Sandberg. Not Ron Sanborn.
You're thinking of Carl Sandberg.
No, I'm not thinking of...
They got the museum up here, you know.
I would have thought that you go back to the... You're probably a big Ron Santo fan, Ernie Banks. Do you know any of those?
Sure.
Yeah, we've been big Cubs fans
all our lives. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping for a box from Amazon to show up here today. We're going to have a lot of shirts and stuff, so... when we come down to Florida, we're going to rub it in everybody's faces.
But you would do that in Arizona. What was the last time you were at Wrigley Field?
You know, I've never been.
But you're a Cubs fan.
Oh, yeah.
long-suffering Cubs fan.
Yep, years and years and years.
Yep, but never been to a game at Wrigley.
Nope, never have.
Okay.
And we love our Bears and that Mike Ditka. We love him.
Yep,
and
Ditka hasn't coached him in two decades.
And, of course, Bulls are looking pretty good this year. We love Michael Jordan.
Okay. All right. He doesn't play either. Now, look. First, I still want to know why you're calling. You want a stick pin. We gave you a stick pin. What, you're no Blackhawks?
No,
what about the Blackhawks? You're from Illinois, right?
Well, yeah.
Chicago
what
Bulls. Chicago
what,
Bulls.
What city are the Blackhawks out of?
Chicago.
I didn't know they had a team.
What about they've been around, I think, longer than any of the other teams, with the exception of the Cubs and White Sox.
They've been around longer than the Quad City Mallards.
I don't know anything about the Quad City Mallards.
Well, look it up. They're pretty good.
I can't believe you don't know who the Blackhawks are. They won the Stanley Cup in 2015. Remember, the whole city was going nuts?
Now that you mention it, yes, I am a Blackhawks fan. I remember that now, yeah.
2015, the Blackhawks won. What do they win in hockey? They win
the cup.
What cup? What's it called?
The big championship cup. I'll tell you, I'm really, really excited for everybody in the land of Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Who does the Cubs broadcast, by the way?
I believe it's WLS.
who Who's the announcer for the Cubs?
Oh, everybody knows Harry Carey.
He's dead. So isn't Jack Brickhouse. Do you know who Jack Brickhouse is?
Well, that's Commodores.
No. And, of course, you remember when Billy Williams was knocking home runs out of there, don't you?
Billy D. Williams.
No.
I sure do.
No. See, you're not. You don't. You've never seen a game. You don't follow. You are just trying to waste my time.
Well, I just appreciate your show.
WGN, by the way, does the Cubs games.
Huh. Well, I just I just love your shtick and how you pretend, you know, about how you play golf and all of this
I pretend
stuff.
How I play golf.
Well,
yeah,
just,
you got to love how Haney pretends to be a Dolphins fan. You got to love that, too.
Well, I love the fact that these idiot callers think that you're actually voting for Trump. And
well,
all
we
stuff.
Are. I already did.
Okay, well, you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It is a Monday. Hope everybody, you know what? I was about ready to say I hope everybody had a great weekend. But it doesn't matter. Weekend's long over for a lot of people. You've already put in most of your Monday workday. I hope your day's going well. I hope your Monday's going well. How's your Monday going, Haney?
I don't know.
Okay. Junior, how's your Monday going?
Yeah.
You told me that during the opener we got another stick pin.
Yep.
And instead of waiting for him to come on and tell us about it, you took the info down. So who is it?
Sorry. Jeez, I didn't know. Steve from Mazarik Town.
Oh, you didn't know?
Steve from what?
Mazarik Town? I've never even heard of that. It's in Florida. It's north of Tampa.
Do you think you're pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, probably not.
How do you spell it? Oh, let me write it down and just spell it.
M-A-S.
M-A. Hold on, my pen ran out of ink. Hold on. What the? M-A-S.
A-R-Y.
A-R-Y.
K-T-O-W-N.
K-T. What?
K-T-O-W-N.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Look it up.
Yeah, I did.
I just thought it might have been Tampa or St. Petersburg, and you were just struggling with it.
So that is a real town?
It's a real town, yeah.
Population? How many are in the population?
I don't know.
Jeez. All right, give him a stick pin.
Well, I guess there were a lot of peaceful protests over the weekend.
Yeah, Chicago. The Miracle Mile. There's where it all...
Is it the Miracle Mile or the Magnificent Mile?
One or the other.
I've seen both. I know is that somebody gave the order to pull the bridges.
Yep. Oh. You heard it. You heard me say this weeks ago. I don't think there's going to be a college football season. And it's looking more and more like it. This from ESPN.
No way, because Trevor Lawrence said he wants to play.
As a matter of fact, this comes from WFLA in Tampa.
And Mary's, where is that?
WFLA. Big announcement about college football season could be coming. If reports are true, a bombshell announcement could be coming in the world of college football. According to ESPN, commissioners of the Power Five conferences held an emergency meeting on Sunday amid growing concerns over the upcoming season of the coronavirus pandemic. There's more here. Although no major decisions were made over the weekend, the commissioners reportedly talked about working together in the event their respective presidents choose to cancel or postpone fall sports. Several sources have indicated that Big Ten presidents are ready to pull the plug on the fall sports season and are waiting to see if commissioners, university presidents, and chancellors from the other Power Five conferences, those being the ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, will follow suit. The report comes after the MAC conference postponed its entire fall season.
Was it the MAC or the MEAC?
Mid-American Conference. The MAC season. I know that because UCF played one season in the MAC, including football over the weekend. They made that announcement. Players have since united on social media to fight for the fall season, making the hashtag #WeWantToPlay trend on Twitter.
When they played in the MAC, wasn't that when Dante Culpepper was there and Drew Brees was still playing college football?
I know UCF played against Brees, and Dante, I think, made the switch because he was playing when they were an independent. And then I think when he went into the MAC.
And then, like, for that 1 year, led the conference and everything, and then was never heard from again.
Pretty much. But yeah, they played only, like, because they were waiting to get into another conference.
No. You know what? I would say, as far as a sense of urgency, the NFL would be better positioned to take a year off than college. Because you've got, think about if you're a Clemson fan. You've had Trevor Lawrence, who's been one of the top quarterbacks in the game for several years now. He decided to come back for another year. If they don't play this year, you'll never see him in a Clemson uniform again.
I know behind the scenes there is a lot of arguing and fighting.
And
going
I know
on.
Trump said it. These kids have basically worked a job for several years for no pay for this opportunity, especially the guys that are seniors this year. It's their last chance.
How much injustice and unfairness have we seen this year as far as anything goes, as far as sports or competition? I don't think, and here's...
I don't understand. Everybody else is being told to come home, and they keep pulling me back in here.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal.
Look at Junior. He's a walking Petri dish.
Oh,
why
I
am
that.
I
He's
around
Mr.
him?
He's Mr. Weekend Partier without a mask. Here's the interesting thing. And this is why it's all about money, politics, everything. You call it what you want.
I think it's all about liability.
And that too. But you want to talk about liability. These universities are not canceling the school year where there are 12,000 students on campus.
Many of them foreigners.
Many of them foreigners. Thank you, Haney. I don't want to continue from last week.
What do you mean from last
and
week?
And I don't want every break being it.
Every break being what?
Just please. He knows. He knows, and I know, and the listeners know.
But I thought that was amusing.
No.
I stand by it. It was amusing.
Now, you've got all these students on campus, you know, and all of your parties and stuff. That's going to go on. They're just canceling the sports. Where in sports, however you want to be the university that does it, if you've got a football team, you can contain your players, make sure that they eat together, play together, work out together. You cancel that, but yet you leave the campuses open for 12,000 students more to do what they want.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And I don't get it either because... remember, the death knell for baseball was when you've got 13 Marlins got sick all at the same time. Well, they're still playing, aren't they?
They're still.
They've recovered.
Yes. Games are getting canceled, postponed, but they're all gathering
but
them back up.
But it can be done.
And it's being done. Now they're playing seven-inning doubleheaders to make up games, but they're going to get it done.
And in the world of college football, imagine... Just take this, if you will. Imagine we're not talking about this year, because this year we have no idea what will happen. Mm-hmm. But imagine last year, season's canceled. Well, LSU was considered a contender. Nobody had any idea the magic that was going to friggin' happen in Baton Rouge and be one for the ages. And that was Joe Burrow was a senior. If Joe Burrow didn't have his senior year, he would have been like a fifth-round draft pick.
You don't know what could happen from year to year. I think they're discussing that the players will still get to keep their eligibility.
But they're a year older.
You're looking at making
NFL money, the quicker you make it to the league.
I completely agree. I'm just telling you, I thought weeks out. They're not going to have a college football season. And now it's all over the place that they're waiting for something to come down. And they're going to find a reason.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think certain people were blessed. The LSU Tigers got that season in right before it hit the fan.
Yeah.
You got married.
Yeah.
My daughter got married. Yes. Thank God, not to each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows?
But in the same year, and as much as I didn't want to do it and said it was too much, it all got out of the way before.
Can you imagine if we postponed it, everything got, well, let's wait another 6 months. Nothing would have happened.
Literally a couple of months.
Yeah.
Because my daughter got married in... December.
By February, we were starting to talk about it. By March, it happened. And I say, everybody else was talking about it in January. it started to become the topic of conversation amongst everybody in February.
And with all of the emotional tides coming in, going out, between me being involved in two weddings, if you stacked this on top, I mean, it was already enough with your wedding where we didn't know if we were going to be able to get there or not because of a hurricane. But throw this on top of it? No. I'm glad we all got it out of our system in 2019. Let's hunker down.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I got things building up right now.
Go, go, go. Fight, fight, fight.
We'll be
college
back.
Football. Go.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Got the grab bag, Stan's audio grab bag coming up. We're also going to have something from the local beat. We have a very unique, I already told Junior about it. I'll surprise you with it, though, Haney. A very unique what's on the list. Top 10 things on the list. Got this, and it's pretty cool. It's different. I'm not going to say about anything about it. And then later today, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. Take a look what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. I do want to say hi and thank you to Amanda and her husband, Lee.
Okay. Well, we have an army of Amandas.
I know we do. And one of our army of Amandas put me in touch with her husband. And after when did I first ask the bonehead to do it? About my screen?
That's been about 3 years now.
Got it done this weekend. Got it all taken care of.
Really?
Yes.
And that was Irma, wasn't it?
No, that was Kat. That's what that was. That was Kat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's to keep Kat from doing it again?
I guess the screen that's in there right now, heavy duty. Heavy duty.
So Lee gave it a once over.
Yes.
Do you see the cat?
Oh, he saw the cat. The cat was so afraid. He looked at it and said, "This is the cat," because the cat was all hiding and ready to run.
So Lee was able to look at the cat and then figure out what gauge screen
kinda,
he needed.
And he ain't getting through this.
You guarantee it?
The company, I guess, does. They were screen company.
Yeah.
They guarantee it.
Now, does that apply to wildcats? Does he know it's a wildcat?
I don't know. The cat snuck out once after it was all screened in, and I caught him halfway up, and it didn't make a mark.
What was he doing? Climbing?
Yeah.
What does he think's going to happen? The dumbass?
He's a dumbass cat.
What if he got his way and got through that screen?
Suicide.
You think that cat could make that jump?
Yes.
Some cats can.
Yeah, I know he could.
You think he could make it to the ground?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the cat will look at you. Say he's sitting out there on the lanai. You're sitting at the little table.
Because I know if I jumped off, it'd kill me.
Yes. But you're having a smoke. The cat will sit there, look at you, make eye contact with you, pick up his paw, put it on the screen, and just to spite you.
And this is an animal you paid a lot of money and went to a lot of trouble
for. Right now, anybody that wants it, not good with kids or elderly, take it away. Take it away.
Has it been fixed?
Oh, yeah. It was fixed very early on.
Well, that's too bad. We could have started a new species.
Yeah.
Just let it roam.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Hear that a little alarm going off? Yeah, it goes off every day now. I'm to ignore it.
None of your business.
Yep. This is great. This is really great. Like to welcome a new, because we're in COVID season. Like to welcome a new sponsor to the show.
You get out of your car, put on your mask, and walk into the store. 3 seconds later, it hits you like an unblocked linebacker blitzing the quarterback.
Oh my God, is that my breath?
The smell of your own breath in the mask nearly drops you to your knees.
Ew! Is that how my breath smells every day?
You're suffering from Maskatosis.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Now you know what it's like having an intimate conversation with you, or what it's like riding in the same car, or standing in an elevator with you.
Does anyone have an Altoid?
Maskatosis is real. Maybe lay off the 4 cups of coffee or ordering extra onions on your burger all the garlic. And here's a thought. Maybe try brushing your teeth more than once a day. This message brought to you by Maskatosis, and holy mother of what the heck died inside your mouth.
Okay. That is gross.
Like a garbage pail, like septics, like sewage. I'm doing this only for Junior. Because he was the only one old enough to enjoy it as a kid. And right now, because it's COVID season, everybody, this has over 1 million hits on YouTube. Junior, enjoy.
Let's sing our own song about the joy of staying indoors. I know of a place where you never get harmed. A magical place with magical charms. Indoors, indoors, indoors. Take it away, Penny.
That Penny has the most beautiful voice.
You see, you loved it. Just loved it, didn't you?
That's great.
Oh, well, I'm not
over
sure.
Over 1 million hits
what
for
that
SpongeBob. Yes, it makes a sound. A guy in Germany hooked up wires to sausages and then played them like a piano.
That was sausages?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Guy in Germany hooked up wires to sausages.
I mean, did he do it like a MIDI thing? Or?
That's basically what it is, yeah.
Is it? I don't understand music.
Well, when you're dealing with computers, what you're striking for the input really isn't all that important.
Really?
It's the computer brain that makes the sound.
So it's not the sausages making the sound, Junior? Yeah, well, what do you... How's this working? I'm looking at the picture.
It's something called MIDI, which is a musical instrument digital interface, which triggers sounds. So you can essentially plug up anything.
So this guy pounds the sausage,
yeah,
and it makes a noise.
And it triggers a piano sound, yeah.
Pounding the sausage.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be sausage. It could be any object.
It could be pounding the kielbasa.
Anything.
Well, you really seem to be staying in the same family. The point is, it could be any object.
Oh, look at this. The city of Christchurch, New Zealand has an official wizard. And he gets paid over $10,000 a year. His name is Ian Brackenbury. And he has been...
Must not be a very good wizard.
He's been a practicing wizard since 1969. He now even has an apprentice.
Well, I went from 1969 until 2015 without anyone except good friends who liked what I was doing, but they didn't want to be wizards. So I thought, this is ridiculous. It's such an easy life. It's good fun to do this. Maybe, you know, this, I'm that different or that weird, no one else can do it. And then Ari turns up. Instead of being watching me for a time, he's brought up in Christchurch, said he would like to consider being a wizard. He said, well, are you prepared to wear the hat and all this stuff? Yeah, he said, well, if you wear the hat, you're halfway there, because you've got to be clever and you've got to be prepared to look a fool at the same time.
That's nice.
Yes, being clever is a requisite. And wearing the hat is half of it.
He's proud of it. He's proud of it. You know, you may be like champ of some small town where it was only against two people. You take it away from somebody and it breaks their heart. They were the champ. He's the wizard.
The only wizard.
Yeah. He's got that apprentice.
All right, and you...
You know what? Maybe that's what I'll do in retirement. Yeah.
Sure.
He says it's a good, easy life.
Yeah. Gonna move to New Zealand?
Nah, that costs prohibitive. Yeah.
You've told me before in the past, Haney, we have our game shows and reality shows here, but you go to other lands. They do things that we wouldn't show or do on TV here.
Mm-hmm.
Take your Japans, your Thailands, and your Koreas.
Yosemites.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember I was shocked to learn, I think I was a teenager when I found out about it, because, you know, we didn't have internet then, that British newspapers printed, not only occasionally, but every day, a picture of a topless woman.
Oh, that's true.
And I thought that that was just the greatest thing ever. Never actually saw it, but I was told that that was a thing.
That's true. What do they call it, a page seven girl or something?
Something like that.
A gamer in South Korea lost a bet during a live stream and had to light his crotch on fire for 5 seconds.
Why would one make that bet?
I don't know. Now you say, oh, well, okay, 5 seconds, no big deal. He ended up with second-degree burns. Let's relive it.
And who would hold him to it?
I don't know. It's South Koreans. Let's remember. You may want to save some of that stuff, Junior. Yeah. Second degree burns. Okay, let's. This is. The video of this is cool. Otter. Nice otter swimming around in open water.
Now, otters are a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them.
Keep your distance. But if you can watch them. They are nature's clowns.
Otter had a predicament, though. Open water. Otter. The video's great. Being chased by a killer whale.
Oh, no, that's bad. Are you sure this is an otter and not a seal?
It's an otter. The only...
Otters aren't made for that.
No. The only thing out there was a boat with a bunch of people on the boat. What does the otter do? Knows to stay away from both. It chooses the boat.
Well, it knows a boat won't eat him.
The otter, the killer whale...
A boat might hit him, but it won't eat him.
The killer whale is out there chasing him. Otter jumps on the boat the first time. And the killer whale, smart animal, knows it's on the boat and is waiting.
Those people are going to kick the otter off the boat.
Otter thinks, maybe he's gone, jumps in, killer whale's waiting, otter jumps back on. I think he did it like 3 or 4 times.
I got to see this, Junior.
There you go. And the people on the boat understood.
Oh, my gosh. He's coming right to the front of the boat. Oh, dude, that poor otter wants to get the heck out of the water.
Are you kidding me?
Come on up, bud.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm not going to hurt you. You're good. You can chill up here as long as you need.
And he did.
Thank you, Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Let me see if it's...
That's got to be like Oregon or Alaska.
Alaska. Yeah, it was in Alaska.
I wonder what that little buddy is doing so far out.
I don't know, but the killer whale wanted a snack, and that would be just a snack. Is that the beginning of the video? Because the beginning of the video that I saw, the whale, he jumped on as the whale was chasing him. Okay, see, he jumps back into the water again, but it's not safe to go back into the water, little otter. Because he knows the killer whale's out there. He swims back around, gets back on the damn boat. Because that whale is out there.
Jumps right on the engine platform.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of sits there. Yeah, he sees the people are separated from him because they're on, like, a fishing boat where they got a door to the cabin.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, an area to himself. He's feeling pretty good now.
Yeah, they have. I'm surprised the clip that I'm looking at doesn't show the whale.
Yeah, that would kind of be a big deal, wouldn't it?
It's a full-size killer whale that's after him.
I guess Junior figured it wasn't important.
Yeah.
Important thing is the otter.
All right, here. Question for both of you. What do these three songs have in common? What do these three songs have in common?
I'm a revenue man on a granddaddy bed. Hit it up a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told, never come back from Copperhead Road. Wake up, Maggie.
Guesses?
Same key, same time signature?
No.
A regional?
No.
Regional? What the?
That don't look. I leave the mic open and I question it. All three, mandolin. All three featuring a mandolin. What do we know about a mandolin, Junior?
It's the same tuning as a violin. And
mandolins have a total of 8 strings, 4 different strings that have a matching string right next to it. Both are tuned to the same key, doubling the effect of each. So, I don't know if you've seen the previews for it. I think we've seen it there. Mike Tyson versus Shark.
Mm-hmm.
That was on last night. Basically, what it was is he gets into the water with sharks. It was the kickoff of.
Well, remember, this is a man who's lived with lions and tigers.
It featured man versus shark, and the man was Mike Tyson. The show was called Tyson versus Jaws: Rumble on the Reef. Iron Mike was going to go and dive with dozens of sharks. He did, but as he's suiting up to go into the water with the sharks, He was so nervous, he started vomiting.
You all right, mate? Oh. It's definitely not encouraging to see a first-time shark diver in chainmail about to get in with sharks throwing his guts up. If he throws up inside his full face mask, he's not experienced enough to know what to do, and he could panic, he could drown in his own vomit. That would be a terrible way to go.
Yes. Yes, yes, it would. Now, I don't know how many of you caught it, but it was that first 2 seconds. Up, Chuck, hit, splatter. Hey, listen, here. Listen very carefully. Mike Tyson, the champ.
You.
Attaboy, champ.
Yeah, you don't want that, you know, in your respirator, your mask.
No.
And God forbid that you do it outside the respirator and the mask and you're around sharks.
Yep. It attracts a lot of bait fish. That attracts sharks. Oh, when I got my dive certified, I threw up. And the dive instructor, because with the regulator that you had in your mouth, don't worry about it. The vomit goes right out the vents.
No.
Yeah,
well,
thank you, no.
Well, you learned a lesson. You probably shouldn't be drinking tequila.
Yep. And I got up on the boat, and I threw up, and the biggest fish in the world. Oh, you got a little clip of it? Roll it there. There he is.
Oh!
We'll be back
Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore. I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business. So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Why are you marching, son?
I'd really like to know. Is it because of Valley Forge or perhaps the Alamo? Or one if by land, two if by sea? A trumpet's call, the will to be free. And what of a man who stood straight and tall, who wept silent tears when he saw brave men fall? No matter, no difference, the blue or the gray, all were his brothers. How often he'd pray. And what of Antietam, that now peaceful stream where the water blood red glittered and gleamed? Appomattox, Chickamauga, Vicksburg, Bull Run, Cumberland, Gettysburg, and then Washington. Why are you marching, son? In Flanders' field, how proud were they whose forms beneath the poppies lay? Men who saw Verdun and died at the Marne, Soissons, and those who tried the fearful foe at Chateau Thierry, who fought, bled, whose hearts grew weary, but in whose minds one thought kept churning, that the torch of liberty keep burning. Why are you marching,
son? Why are you marching, son?
The plains swarmed in, and the rising sun glowed fiercely on the evil done to men whose blood runs through our veins. Men who died, whose remains lie forever locked in waters deep. Now is it right that they should sleep while the warm sea laps at a twisted hull and see the torch of liberty grow dull? Anzio, Cassino, Po, Saint-Mary-Glace, Limon, St. Lo, Garda Lake and Buchenwald. On and on the roll is called. And why? Why are you marching,
yeah,
son?
Why, son?
Bugles shrilled in the frozen night, and at first dawn, the awful sight of seas of men, row after row left to die on blood-stained snow. Busan, Pyongyang, Suwon, Gyeongju, and blood-red ran the swift Yalu. In South Vietnam, the big guns roared, and once again we fought a war to honor a pledge our nation gave to help that little country save her people from the certainty that she'd be ruled by tyranny.
That little place on the map. That little speck.
No matter where the big guns roar, our fighting men, like those before, take the torch we all held dear and face freedom's enemies without fear. Our fathers died from sea to sea and blessed the torch of liberty. Why? Why are you marching, son?
Son. I'm a pretty good whistler.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I lost power yesterday for 4.5 hours.
Well, that's unpleasant.
Let me explain something, and I don't understand the power business. Your Lee County Co-op,
Big
your,
Power.
I don't understand Big Power FPL. So we had.
Do
those...
you even know who your power company is?
Yeah. Yes, I do. But that big gully washer that we had yesterday with the thunder and lightning. So evidently, the transformer was hit near my house. It did not knock the power out. It brought it down to like where it's just like a flicker, almost like a brownout, where everything went down to like a flicker,
like half light,
a tenth of a light.
You were still getting juice, just not enough.
It was enough to power the on button for like the DVR.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
but not the DVR.
Yeah. It was power enough to.
That's great for electronics.
Oh, and think about your air conditioning. The light was. It looked like candlelight, and so the air conditioner was on in the house, and I'm thinking this thing is running and not getting the voltage it needs. It was just the fan was just running, but it didn't have the juice to run the compressor and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shut the thing off.
Everything off.
4.5 hours, multiple power trucks trying to figure out the problem.
I mean, that's worse. It's better to have no power.
It really was worrying me. I said, this is going to ruin everything in the house.
You know, tying two things together, your power issues and why are you marching, son? We really, really have no idea what a hellhole most people live in.
Oh, I know.
Was reading about that explosion in Beirut, which one expert who somebody forgot to tell to shut up said, look at the color of that explosion with the red and the orange. That's missile propellant. But I was reading about the shape that these people were in before the explosion. This is before half their city was blown up. Yeah, well, they only got power 2 to 3 hours a day anyway. They didn't really know when it was coming. 2 to 3 hours a day, they would have power.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, you see protests and all of that. They've got legitimate reasons to protest. They went out in the street and the government resigned, but it doesn't matter because they're being run basically by a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
Who has no problems using live rounds on demonstrators.
Shame. That used to be just a guard. Look up and post some pictures of Beirut, Lebanon, back in the 50s and 60s, where it was a vacation spot for the world.
Oh, it was a destination.
Yep. It was one of the most beautiful places in the world.
And these people that want to go out and throw rocks and burn buildings down and chant F Trump. Where else in the world are they going to get away with that?
Nowhere.
I'll guarantee you,
Canada.
These other countries, there would not be 70 nights of Portland.
Nope.
They'd be dead.
Yep. Look at that picture of Beirut.
What a beautiful city.
Beautiful.
Well, that's back before the French left.
Yep. Oh, Macaroon wants it back. Let's do the local beat. This,
you know, colonialism really gets a bad rap.
It sure does.
They go in and they really clean up the neighborhoods, bring in great restaurants,
art, food, culture.
Yep. They tell them that, you know, murder is bad.
Yep. Yes. Local beat. This story is. Some people shouldn't have kids. Other people maybe think they're doing the right thing, but they're really doing horrible damage. This story comes out of Charlotte County. I believe it was Fox 4 that posted it. Thank goodness the child is okay. And nothing worse happened. But where was the father's priorities? And I'm going to throw something out there. Where was the mother? But let's just read the news as it is.
Stan, that's none of your business. She may have been fulfilling herself, finding herself.
Yep. Headline. Charlotte County father faces child neglect charges after leaving 4-year-old home alone. Why? To attend DUI class. Unbelievable. You can't make it up. And thankfully, the child's okay. A Charlotte County man is facing child neglect charges for leaving his 4-year-old child at home to attend DUI class. According to deputies, around 9:50 a.m. on Saturday, an Inglewood resident on their way to work discovered a young child sitting alone in front of a business. When they went to talk to the child began to cry. It was a 4-year-old. Old enough to communicate, old enough to, you know, start learning to read, nursery school age. The citizen who found the child attempted to ask questions to further understand the situation and why he was alone. The child attempted to run away. But she was able to calm him down and called 911.
4-year-old.
Yes. When deputies arrived, the child only stated that when he woke up, his father was gone. So he, the child, decided to go for a walk. He mentioned that he lived in a blue house with a gold van and that his father was away at school. No identifying information was given. Deputies in the area began conducting a neighborhood canvass searching for a blue house with a gold van that could possibly be the child's home. The Department of Children and Family Services was called and responded, which ultimately helped identify the child's father as 32-year-old Eric T. Sickler. Deputies attempted to make contact at the home located in Inglewood, but arrived to find the door unsecured and nobody inside. Shortly after the father arrived home from DUI school in Venice, deputies returned to the home. Sickler stated he had searched everywhere for the child, but was unable to locate him. What? The father was notified that his child was safe at the District 1 office with law enforcement and DCF. After interviewing Sickler, he was arrested for child neglect without great bodily harm, for failing to provide care, supervision, and necessities to maintain a safe and healthy environment.
Yeah,
stay home, Junior. Daddy's going to DUI school.
And if he'd missed DUI school, they'd have thrown him in jail for that.
Precisely.
Guy needs help.
There he is. Where's the mother? Where, you know, a neighbor. Somebody. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
We're going to take a break.
But I'm not defending the guy, but no. I'm looking at him, and who knows what his capabilities are.
Yeah, I don't know.
But either way, he was getting thrown in jail for something.
Yes, he was.
And he couldn't find a way out of
it. No. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a special.
I'm looking at his mugshot.
Yeah, there's nobody home.
He's about this close to giving up completely.
Nobody's home. When we come back, we're going to do a special What's on the List chance for you to win some prizes, including Busch Gardens Summer Nights. This time, I'm going to give you a little highlight, and we'll explain more when we come back. There is a writer, a music critic in New York. He's been covering the music business for 30 years. And he decided on his own that he would take every single Beatles song ever recorded. Not the bootleg stuff, the ones that were officially released. There were only, believe it or not, 210 Beatles songs ever put out for public consumption. Whether it be a 45, whether it be an album, whether it be a movie soundtrack. 213 songs. That's it. And
does that count Free as a Bird?
Yes. And I'm going to explain that as well. He said, look, everybody has their favorite Beatles song. He said, but I'm going to go and rank these from 213 to number one based on the criteria.
That would make for a long, unpleasant day.
That's right. Well, he likes it. That's what he gets paid for.
Does he?
Yeah. Based on the creativity of the song, the lyrics of the song, the groundbreaking technology for the song at the time, as he's pointed out, efforts put into the song, he ranked his top Beatles songs.
So he's accusing the Beatles of phoning in some songs.
Oh, yes. And Free as a Bird is like way down the list. It's into the almost 200 mark because he just basically said they used a John Lennon cassette tape. Paul McCartney stole some lyrics from somebody and they just blended it together. And he said, I still listen to it to this day and think it was one of the weakest efforts and just plain junk.
Well, it's because we've never seen a hype machine like that. The right? Unreleased Beatles song.
I have what this 30-year music critic considers the top 10 best Beatles songs of all time. And I'm going to tell you, just think of a song that you like. Because the ones that you think, surely they've got to be in the top 10. Some are, some aren't. Just based on the engineering,
well,
there's
an argument to be made that the Beatles made more than 10 good songs.
Yes, yes.
I mean, some people but believe
people,
that.
People will rank.
Maybe not this critic.
People will rank certain songs higher. Just by the virtue of, it's probably you hear it more times than anything. We have his top 10. And after we get our winners, and if we don't, we'll reveal the answers. And then I will tell you the person who did the survey where you can read it yourself. This is unique. Think about your favorite Beatles song. It might be on the list. Then again, it might not be.
Well, 30 years means he's only been at this since, what, the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. We've been at it for longer than that. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock, except he's in a big city.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Metallica's return to stage for the first time since September 2019. They're coming out with an all-new exclusive virtual concert. It's brilliant. It's a drive-in concert. You're gonna see on the screen. Saturday, August 29th, Collier County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale August 14th at Ticketmaster at noon. And you're going to be able to go to the Collier County Fairgrounds, drive your car in, social distance, stay in your car.
Baby, you can drive your car.
Yep. And you can go to 96krock.com right now or the K-Rock mobile app and sign up to win a carload of tickets to go see it. Saturday, August 29th. Tickets go on sale August 14th.
And what happens?
It's a drive-in concert.
Who is it?
Metallica. I just said it.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
I know you
in one ear, out the other.
That's the way it is around here. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you the explanation here. A music critic. There are so many lists, but this is the latest one. The latest countdown list of greatest songs. There's a music critic based in a major metropolitan area, 30 years, and he does this for a living with all bands.
People pay him for this?
Yep.
Who's paying him?
I'll tell you who's paying him and after the thing's over with. He decided to take all 213 Beatles songs and rank them from the worst to the first. As the article says, we had to count them all. The list is based on the band's British releases, which is how they thought of their work. In the UK in the 1960s, the group released 13 official studio albums, including A Hard Day's Night, Help, and Yellow Submarine, which are quasi-soundtrack albums. The Beatles' White Album was a two-record set. There was also a flurry of non-album singles throughout the years, collected in different ways in the UK and the US. EMI also released a number of four-song EPs in Britain for a while. All told, there were 213 Beatles songs released. This music critic, taking a unique look at it, said, I'm going to look at lyrics, innovation, technique, and came out with 213 to number one. I have the top 10. Think of your favorite Beatles song. If it comes into the top 10 and it's on the board, you're going to get a chance to win a prize. What do we got? Great stuff this week. Couple of passes to Busch Gardens Summer Nights. Going on now at Busch Gardens Tampa. You win these things, we electronically deliver them to you. We have a gift certificate to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Gift certificate to Foxborough Tavern in Naples. Gift certificate to Lenny's Subs, Fort Myers, near Page Field. Gift certificate to the Pewter Mug. We have telescoping back scratchers, and we have haircuts from Twin Cuts. 277-9600. According to this music critic in a big metropolitan area, these are the top 10 Beatles songs of all time. Let's play What's on the List.
Oh. I thought it was going to be, you know, all Beatles all the time, but okay.
Any way you want to do it. 277-9600. Name your favorite Beatles song. If it's in the top 10, you're going to get yourself a prize. In this guy's top 10. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what do you think is in the top 10 of the best Beatles songs of all time?
Oh, I don't know if it's going to make top 10, but one of my favorites. How about Come Together?
Come Together. You'd think that would certainly be in the top 10. Not on the list. There's a lot of great ones. Didn't make the top 10. That in other polls have. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Christy.
Christy, what do you think's in the top 10?
Come Together.
That makes a good promo. In one ear and out the other. 277-9600. Top 10 Beatles songs. on this latest list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what do you think?
The only one I can really think of that has to be on that list is Yellow Submarine.
Not on the list. I'd put that down around 200.
And just for clarity, what the man named his criteria, didn't he?
Yes, he was explaining. He said, I wanted to take a new look at these songs. Creativity, innovation. Is it a true pop song? Were they doing something that nobody else was doing? And it's still a great song. Like I said, with that whole anthology stuff, Free as a Bird is like 190-something. He takes a little bit different criteria. I personally would disagree with a lot of these on here. But this is the latest list, and this is what he's come up with. He's done it for a lot of bands. He's done it for the Who, Led Zeppelin. He's gone.
Has he ever been right?
That's up for interpretation, as this is. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, what do you think's on this list?
I'm going to go with Hey Jude.
Not on the list.
Doesn't make the top 10.
Does not make the top 10. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, everybody's saying, oh, Hey Jude is one of the greatest.
Would we be familiar with what's on his top 10?
Yes, oh, yes, you would. Some, though, I don't know how they made it. This is a legitimate list. I'll tell you where to go find it afterwards. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Line one is a problem. Ahoy, who's this?
Randall in Naples.
Randall, what do you think's in the top 10?
Vesna.
What did he say?
Vesna.
What?
A Hard Day's Night?
A Hard Day's Night?
Yes.
Not on the list. Not in the top 10. It's on the list. It just didn't make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. God damn it. Come together.
Were you saying about a promo?
Yep. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Brogan.
What do you think's on the list?
Here Comes the Sun.
Not in the top 10.
We haven't gotten one.
No. Nope. No. Not in the top 10. Again, and there's only 213 of them.
This is nuts.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hi.
Hi. Come Together is not on the list. What would you like to guess?
I'm going to guess Yesterday.
One of the greatest songs, they say, ever written.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the list.
Oh, come on.
Not in the top 10, according to this music critic. And please, I'll send you to the article afterwards. This guy is respected wherever he goes. And he wanted to take a new look. And then I'll send you to the article, and then you can go and lay into him all you want. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Martin.
Martin, what do you think's on the list?
Dear Prudence.
Number 6.
Oh, come on.
Number 6 on the list.
You know, nothing against you, Prudence, but the company of songs that are not in the top 10.
He loves Dear Prudence, and he goes into full detail of why it's one of the greatest songs they ever wrote.
There you go.
What would you like?
Peter Mug?
Done. Hold on.
It's bizarre.
Yes. He looked, he said that...
Again, nothing against that song, no. But top 10 Beatles all time.
He was looking at, to define them, are they a rock and roll band? Are they... No, he said pop band. They are pop history. So we have to include songs that were innovative, that were different, that were loud and bouncy and... added things that they hadn't added before. And at least we got one so far. You're going to be
you're going to knock yourself for not realizing some of these, and then some, like Dear Prudence, you're going to say, what? Ahoy, who's this?
Adam from Naples.
Adam, what do you think's on here?
Revolution.
Did not make the top 10.
Of course it didn't.
But again, the way I'm looking at this, because it's all subjective, this is just one guy's opinion. Whatever your favorite Beatles song is, for all you know, it could be on the list. Why, is he still getting this prize winner, or am I, what are you on the phone for? I got a line open because of him. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy. I hope the problem that the other stations are having doesn't happen to us. They're losing lines. 277-9600. So far, and believe it or not, Dear Prudence, number 6. Ahoy, who's this?
Brody.
Brody, what do you think's on the list?
Strawberry Fields Forever.
All right, number 2. Strawberry Fields Forever, number 2. Was on a single that came out in 1967. What would you like?
Do you have any pewter mug?
I do have pewter mug. Would you like pewter mug? I got other places to eat, too, if you want.
What are the other places?
I also have Busch Gardens.
I'll take pewter mug.
Okay, fair enough. I don't blame you. Hold on. Strawberry Fields Forever, number 2. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Jude.
Not there.
Come on, don't make it bad.
Trying to take a sad song and make it better. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, what do you think's in the top 10? We already have, believe it or not, Dear Prudence. And then at number 2, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Bummer. Try again. Ahoy, who's this?
How you doing? This is Stan.
What's your name, Stan?
Yeah.
What do you think's on the list, Stan?
Day in the Life.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It is the number 1 song rated by this music critic. Awesome. Day in the Life, number 1 from Sergeant Pepper. What would you like?
Busch Gardens ticket.
You got them, buddy. You got the Busch Gardens. Hold on. All right, now... I have 2 people. He's having difficulty over there. Are you all right? Are you okay? What? Don't yell at me.
I'm fine. Keep playing the game.
With 1 phone line? Because all of them are occupied? There we go. Let's try. So, yeah, top 2 are already in. We're given Day in the Life, Strawberry Fields Forever, and Dear Prudence in the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. What would you think is in the top 10? Say again? It's all that your phone... Okay.
My dad and I are both here. I was wondering if we could each get a pick.
Yes.
We can?
Well, okay. Yeah, all right. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay, my pick is I Am the Walrus.
I Am the Walrus did not make the top 10.
And my dad's pick is Imagine.
That's a John Lennon song. That is not a Beatles song.
Oh, yeah.
I know you were probably upset with me for a second, but I have a feeling about these things, Stan.
Yeah.
What's the harm?
So, yep, some brilliant answers right there. Imagine. That's John Lennon. Will you finish with that prize winner? Please. Never known it to be that. Is it that difficult over there?
Everyone has crazy last names. I don't know how to spell these. It takes them like 10 minutes to spell it out for me.
What's your problem, man? You never met anybody named Izzy Iskowitz?
Let's go try again here. And then I'll go over the list. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jim.
Jim, what do you think is on this list?
Norwegian Wood.
Yes, it is. Number 8.
Now,
on the
easy,
list.
Junior. That's a crazy name, Jim.
Yep, Jim. That's it. Jim, what can I get you?
Don't have any more Busch Gardens.
I'll give you a Busch Garden. Do you want one?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. J I M.
Yeah, I got J-I-M. That. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go over the list. The critic's name is not the Rolling Stone. He's a music critic. His name is Bill Wyman. He writes the magazine for New Yorker, and you can get it online, Vulture. He's been a music critic for New York Magazine and on Vulture, and he came up with ranking the 213 Beatles songs from worst to best. Here is his top 10. Some I think belong there. Some I like. Should they be in the top 10? You be the judge. Taking all 213 Beatles albums, ranking
songs.
Them. Songs. 13 albums, 213 songs. Number 10, it was only a single release in 1966, the John Lennon penned tune, Rain. Number 9.
Number 9.
From Revolver, 1966, Eleanor Rigby. Number 8. From Rubber Soul, 1965, Norwegian Wood. I once had a girl.
Oh, should I say, she once had me.
Number 7. From the album Revolver. Here, There, and Everywhere. Number 6, from the White Album, Dear Prudence. Number 5, from their first album, the title cut, 1963, Please, Please Me. Number 4, only released as a single, and I believe performed on the Ed Sullivan Show, She Loves You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number 3, only released as a single, Penny Lane, which was just in the news lately, wasn't it?
For what?
Wasn't he was supposed to be some kind of slave owner or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number 2.
Canceled, sorry.
Yep, no, but they found out he was fine.
Canceled.
Number 2, but somebody did destroy the sign. Number 2, a single release, Strawberry Fields Forever. And the number 1 song, according to music critic Bill Wyman, A Day in the Life, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sketchy at best. Sketchy at best. Mm-mm. Do you have the article? Do you? Because if you had it, you could look at what was way down the list.
I'll find it.
All right.
I think it is an absolute crime that 2 particular songs are missing. Actually, 3. I don't know how you can make a list of the Beatles and not have I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Right. And that's a real poppy song.
And...
oh, you know, he even included in the list the German versions.
Oh, Komm gib mir dein Mein, mein Zimmer?
Yep. Yeah.
But my 2 of my personal favorites that I would think would make any top 10 would be Something and... I want you. I want
She's
you
so heavy.
Bad.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to take a break.
I think maybe Something is underrated. I think that's a great song.
It's a very good song. And one of the last ones they did. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
I think so. We're free. Stan and Haney, if you are looking for the list that we went through of the 213 Beatles songs, Junior finally found it. It is posted on our Facebook page.
ridiculous.
Where you can go and take a look at it. Junior's astounded by some of the...
I mean, I'm not the world's biggest Beatles fan, but right. That list is a farce.
What was a couple that surprised you, Junior? Oh, wrong button.
Obladi Oblada was 194.
Well, I told you that's not the greatest song in the world.
My favorite song was like 140 something. Glass Onion.
Yeah, that was another white album thing.
I don't think there would have been a Beatles without "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
Where did that rank? It has to be fairly high.
I'm trying to find it.
Go from 10 backwards because it didn't make the top 10.
I don't think that they move on without that song.
That was the first one to go number one in America. And they believed you made it in America. That was it. They weren't going to come to America until they hit number one. And that was the one. All right, let's, as Junior's perusing, we just want to know, "I Want to Hold Your Hand." It's not like looking through a phone book, Junior. It's just...
Well, with this guy, it might be.
Let's go and get you updated on traffic. If you've noticed outside, at least here in Estero, it's a little pesky out there. We'll update you because there's a lot of stuff traffic-wise going on. Let's get you updated. All right, let's start Fort Myers. We have a crash. This is Tamiami Trail in Sanibel Boulevard here in the park. Fort Myers, crash, I-75 southbound. I wish I knew the damn mile marker.
Well, wish in one hand.
Yep. Yeah, there's a crash in Fort Myers on I-75 somewhere. You just don't ask me to tell you where
hey,
it is.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
You know, because we were outside and you criticized me and you got a little shook up.
I didn't criticize you. I was talking to you in a bolt of lightning game. Fort Myers. Crash. State Road 82 in Parkdale Boulevard. Now we get into Lehigh Acres. Crash. Leland Heights Boulevard West and Connecticut Road. And then in Lehigh Acres, crash. Sunshine Boulevard North and 12th Street West.
What are they doing with the sharks? Now they put Tyson in the water last night. Now they're throwing Shaq at him.
He'll do a little Shaq Fu on him. What?
Just letting you know, "I Want to Hold Your Hand" was listed as 49 on that list.
Ew.
I can feel it, too.
Yep. It was in the room. Oh, I'm getting all worked up now. Let's take a look at the headlines coming up in less than an hour here with Mark Haney. Jeez. Oh, okay, yeah, so let's go to our producer right now. Are we on the air?
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news... We will have some things for you did not know.
Yep.
Interesting discussion on Reddit where people are sharing the many ways they caught their significant other being sexually unfaithful.
Cheating.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, cat people. You have your own dating app now.
Wow.
With the dawn of 2020, many, many unnatural things have been happening. We have the latest example of something completely unnatural that we never thought that we would see. Taco Bell might start selling chicken wings.
Right on. I'm all in favor.
But it's not natural.
No, but I'll try them.
And finally, Dateline Pinellas Park. A man is arrested for felony Slurpee battery. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Did it come through on the air?
It did.
it.
You can hear it?
You can hear the crackle?
I'll pull it up.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready. I'll just wait here because I don't want to screw anything up.
All right. I'm
all
ready.
All right. Okay. Here. Let me kill the music here for a second. And then just bring that back. Go ahead. Roll them. Coming up. Yes! Wow!
Coming up.
Yeah, do that again. Play it again. Coming up. Oh, jeez. I want. Look, I'm telling you right now. I want a Beasley to hear that. They hear everything else. I want them to hear that.
I love that. Coming up.
Oh, jeez. Yes. One more time. Up. Oh, jeez. Yes.
Ow.
It just hurts to hear it. One more. Good. Yeah. Coming up. Oh, jeez. You know what? I want somebody. I want an engineer. I want Beasley. And I want engineers. We'll get it again. Coming up. Oh, jeez.
Stan, you remember that time when we were playing around with a Tesla coil?
Yeah, remember? Coming up. Oh, jeez. Everything was fluttering in here. You felt the electricity in the room.
Now.
Coming up. Oh, jeez.
I have to say, hearing that is far more terrifying than experiencing it.
Your hearing is so bad, you heard it, but you didn't know.
No,
it was
I mean
like
hearing
that.
It played back.
No,
imagine
it's
being
terrifying.
A listener going, "Oh my God!"
Do it again. Coming up. Oh, jeez! I want somebody coming in up. Charge to hear that.
One more time.
Up. Oh, jeez! Jeez.
Oh God.
Are you done with the headlines?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Then can we laugh around here? Can we jeez. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Jeez.
Well, it's Shark Week over at the Discovery Channel, and they continue their tradition of putting large retired athletes into the water with sharks.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
shark fun facts.
Top shark fun facts.
Whoop, jeez.
Telling you. Whoop, jeez.
Why is that amusing?
Somebody's on the road and they just saw the station antenna get struck by lightning.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh. Coming up. Ooh, jeez. That is about as real as it gets.
It was going through our heads.
Because
did it go through your head?
Yes. As that's going on, I'm thinking, jettison the equipment and shoot to the top. That's
never a thought in my mind.
Me, get out of here. I've seen it arc. I've seen it hit Haney. I have had, during a lightning storm, and don't deny it, water pouring on my head.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm 58 years old and I ain't going that way.
I think it would be awesome.
Not me. I want to go coming quietly up. In my sleep. Oh, jeez. I'm going to go quietly in my sleep. And I told her the other night, you'll find me there, my wife. I said, I'm going to go quietly in my sleep, and you'll be the one to find me.
But think about it.
Yeah.
If that happened to us, we would be more famous than Humble Harv.
That's true.
We'd finally be known. And you know what? That'll get us in the Hall of Fame.
It sure would. Oh, no, it wouldn't. There'd be somebody that said, one event doesn't get them in.
Well, they also put in a couple of decades. Yeah, but that's beside the lightning thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, come on. Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Summation of your life's work.
Yeah. 40 years in the radio business.
Yeah.
Killed by lightning. Engineer at studio fails to ground the studio. His last words were, "Don't do it."
Oh, geez. I mean, that's better than how most radio guys go.
Yeah. You know, found days later.
Yes.
Stuck to a vinyl reclining chair in their one-bedroom apartment.
For 15 years, Southeast Central Florida woke up to the dulcet tones of Ron Marr. He was found dead in his recliner by a service person, apparently had been there for days.
Yep.
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
Just never get out of the recliner.
True stories.
Became one with the recliner.
Yep. Melded right into the vinyl.
Yep.
Because he didn't make enough money to have leather.
Yep. They had to take the piece of furniture with them. They couldn't tell where the recliner ended and he started.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear the thunder out there. Has one person of authority just checked to see if we're okay? Nope. Sorry. It's par for the course.
Stan, we're expendable.
I understand that. Oh, I'm finding that out.
It's not like we're carrying the Beasley family's genes with us.
Yep.
We're fine.
Yep. We're not carrying the family genes with us. I'll tell you, you and I carried a K-Rock on our backs for 2-3 decades, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm. But think about all of the wonderful kids we put through college.
Yep.
Some of them we trained ourselves.
It's true.
Sorry. Just got to know your role and shut your mouth.
I'm trying to, but I was nearly hit by lightning.
Top Shark Fun Facts.
Top Shark Fun Facts.
Oh, these aren't very good.
Well, you can just throw them out and then, you know, I'll get right to, I got a couple of emails here, nothing, you know.
Shame! Shame!
Got
Shame!
One? Got one?
Let me see if I can find one. Oh, these are really, I don't know if they let a new kid try today.
Yeah,
or
could be.
Bunch of bitches.
Just one.
And finally, the very top shark fun fact.
Yes?
They're nowhere near as vicious as the average millennial on Twitter.
I just got my head dirty.
Okay, all right, all right. No, 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 not today.
Here's my ear on
Jeez. Email. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Also, Junior, will you do me a favor and get this guy's mugshot off the only screen that I stare at?
Poor guy. He was going to jail one way or the other.
This is Jesse, who heard our question of the week. And you want to talk about a guy that's moved around? His address right now, he's writing us from Bartlett, Tennessee.
Well, you know why.
Why?
There's always somebody trying to steal his girl.
Yeah. Bartlett, Tennessee. Guys, I was born in Columbia, Missouri, lived in Chicago, Richmond, Indianapolis, Temple, Brownsville, Harlingen, Texas, Berger, Memphis, Naples, and then back to Memphis. Now living there in Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, the BS continues in our large cities. Yes, it does, Guardian. Last night in Chicago, the riots broke out supposedly because of the shooting of a black man.
Mm. No, they were too organized for that.
To that, I say bull. Yes. And then it ends with a T. If that's the case, why loot high-end stores, including a Tesla dealer?
They said that it was
that
like...
the 21s drive real smooth?
That it was like a line of cars dropping off kids at looting school,
yep,
and then coming back and picking them up.
What does this have to do with the shooting? Just another excuse for criminal activity. They could care less about the shooting or the reason why it occurred. Of course, what can you expect from a city where 35 people were shot with 3 being killed? I hate to say this, but it's time for military action to end this crap. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Well, they need to keep the bridges permanently raised,
yes,
and build a wall.
Yeah. When we come back, let's go to a happier times. The Wayback Machine. We're going to go to the top hits for this very week in a particular year. I think we're starting with songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11.
Boy, and I'll tell you, I know that you didn't want me to say anything about it on the show, but you made a terrible mistake appearing in that video with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
I know.
And that was so inappropriate.
And I don't appreciate the comments Cardi B made about me afterwards.
And
why she put me in there.
Yeah, no wonder she can't even keep Offset.
Yep, we'll be back.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I'll tell you, today's not gentle. Today's angry. Angry. It's an angry day.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Not nice when a bolt of lightning comes by. And since it happened, a couple of people just strolling down the hallway. Management type. Oh, it was. Something happened to you guys or something?
They're just bitching again.
Yeah, there they go.
Ungrateful.
Coming up. Oh, jeez. Yeah, see? Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. Don't worry about us. Let's get you updated on traffic. It's nasty out there.
We've always been here. We always will be. Nothing to worry about.
And
that was not a nice thing to say to your wife, by the way.
I had to face facts. You know what?
How did this conversation come about?
I don't know. I think I went from the bathroom back to the bed and I was winded. And she said, are you all right? And I said, yeah, I'm okay. She said, I'm just checking on you. You're okay. And I said, yeah. I said, but, you know, you got to realize face facts. Time's going to come and you're going to nudge me and nothing's going to happen. And then she told me, don't worry about it. She'd take care of things.
Arrangements
yeah,
will be made.
Arrangements will be made. Hush, hush. Let's get you updated.
Oh, boy.
It is busy out there. It is wet. It is lightning. It is dangerous. Fort Myers got a crash. 6 Mile Cypress and South Tamiami Trail. Crash. I-75 southbound at mile marker 126 here in Fort Myers. Fort Myers crash. Daniels Parkway and Gateway Boulevard. Fort Myers crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 139. And then Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Buckingham Road and Sunset Road, and one for you in Benidorm, crash, Wellfield Road and Operations Way. And you are up to date. We do it every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're looking at songs just under out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1978.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up.
We're bringing you all the hits, weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
Oh, I see Stan's getting his horn ready.
Yeah.
Test. Test. Test.
We're good. Brothers there. Only you can see me through.
I leave it up to you. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Oh, get it, Stan. Playing those strings.
Yeah. I was chasing your affection. I was doing you no harm, and I was loving you. Make it shine, make it rain. Baby, I know my way. I need that sweet sensation of living in your love. I can't breathe when you're away. It pulls me down. Oh, you want a question of me? Thank you, bros.
Well, he's the youngest, and he will be successful.
Yep. That was Andy Gibb, number 15 this week in 1978.
All right.
Shadow Dancing.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking something good. These guys were good in their day.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Words to live by.
Big tragedy.
Yep.
I wonder what I can do.
Stan says he can't do anything.
Can't do anything about
pain and injustice.
Is this the original?
I believe so. Why?
But I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Tomorrow I might go as far as suicide.
What, you want a live version?
No. I want the original studio version. This isn't the original studio version.
I think it is.
Let's don't worry about it now.
But you're not going to let it bother you now?
Not going to let it bother me tonight. Is that
you? Does it sound any different?
Is that you or lightning?
Does that sound any different to you?
I picked up the paper this morning and read all the daily blues.
Well, you interrupted me for no reason then.
One big tragedy.
Dan says nothing. That's just going to any different.
About all of the sorrow. Living in a danger zone. The world could end tomorrow.
How dare you accuse me of that?
I just, something doesn't sound right about it.
Tomorrow I might go as far as suicide. I'm gonna let it bother me tonight.
I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight.
I will not let it bother me tonight.
Indeed.
I'm fixing to go on a strict diet.
Life on the streets is a jungle. A struggle to keep up the pace.
they were singing this in 78.
Yeah, 1978.
They had no idea how much worse it would get.
Yeah. Well, things were pretty bad in 78 with Carter.
Well, we didn't have armed insurrection.
No, we had double-digit inflation.
When?
And, well, that was Jerry Ford. With inflation now.
And then Reagan came along and go, what are y'all, left in the head?
Yeah, saved the day. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section.
How about we get rid of all your stupid ideas and win again?
Not going to let it bother me tonight. Coming in at number 13.
Now, I doubt this is the original.
This week.
But it might be better.
It might be. It's very soulful. Toby Bo.
And you can relax, because I don't have another version.
My angel baby.
We've got trouble. Something's just not right.
So smooth.
Yeah.
Just this morning, you cried about last night. You said that something's bound to break this time. What's breaking is my heart. I can read between the lines. It's tearing me apart. You've got leaving on your mind, but your mind.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Yes, you're my angel, baby. Oh, you're my angel, baby. For the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah.
I sure do.
Loving was easier.
Easy.
When you were loving me.
Want a little love back.
I guess you found someone and now I find what's breaking is my heart. You've got leaving on your mind, but you're
my angel, baby.
Yes, you're
Toby Bo and Angel Baby. I wanted to leave enough time for this one.
I don't think we'll ever have enough time for this one.
No. I don't know why we don't play this on K-Rock. When I was a kid growing up, in 78, this was everywhere. Joe Walsh.
This was my dream. I wanted to live in hotels, tear out the walls, and have accountants pay for it all.
Everybody knew the words by heart.
Yep. Wasn't he running for president then?
Had a few times.
See, back then we knew it was a joke when Joe Walsh ran for president.
Yeah.
With Kanye, they don't understand. That's the Stan and Haney difference. I think this was the first song ever done with ping pongs underwater, too.
This is one of my favorites of all time.
Yet the man personally frightens you.
And he just rattled me a little.
He and I were buddies.
I know you were.
We had a great time.
I have a mansion,
forget the price. This is what I wanted.
Yeah.
They tell me it's nice. Tear out the walls. I have accountants pay for it all.
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time.
Now they do say that. Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime.
Life's been good to me so far.
Here we go.
My Maserati.
license.
I lost my license.
Now I don't drive.
I have a little.
Right in the back.
Right in the back.
Yeah.
Lock them up.
I lock the doors in case I'm attacked. I'm making records. My fans, they can't wait.
Sure can.
They write him letters.
Yep.
They write me
Tell me he's great.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm great. So I got me an
office. What's on the wall?
Records on the wall. Just leave a message.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll call.
But sometimes I still do. Now here's the first time Ping Pong's underwater were used in a song.
Well, this is a Moog, isn't it? Moog synthesizer?
I don't know what a Moog is, but I know that's probably a Moog.
Moog.
No, it sounds like a Moog.
Yeah, that's a Moog.
Pretty sure it's a Moog.
Me too. I'm pretty sure it's a Moog.
Or maybe it's a Casio.
There's no such thing as a Moog.
Yeah, what about a Casio?
A Casio? Oh, you betcha.
So, Haney, you seem okay. Did I do something to offend your buddy? Nah, Joe. He's a little wary of you.
Yeah, then I went and hung out with Brooks Robinson. It's true.
There's Stan and Haney in a nutshell. Where's Haney? He's hanging out with Joe Walsh. Where's Stan? I'm with Brooks Robinson.
Yep, right over there at the hot corner.
Uh-oh, looks like the two of them are getting into it with Tom Seaver. I don't know. Yeah, there's Haney over there with Eddie Money and Joe Walsh.
I was over there with Brooks Robinson and I think Fergie Jenkins.
It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
It's tough to handle this
fortune and fame.
Everybody's so different. I haven't changed.
You've changed, man.
They say I'm lazy, but it takes all my time.
Oh.
It's a girl.
I had a chance to meet and hug.
You touched her.
I touched her. Olivia Newton-John.
She's felt the warmth of your embrace.
She sure has. I'm hopelessly devoted.
Guess my
an angel.
I could never understand why Danny was so mean to her.
I know it. He didn't want to, you know, look bad around the guys.
Yeah. She ended up getting all whored up.
Yep.
She was so pretty.
So pretty.
I'm just a fool who's willing.
That's the Stan and Haney difference. Is she 40 and playing a teenager?
Something like that. Late 30s. Playing a 17-year-old.
She could do it.
She sure could. Incidentally, the number one song in the land this week in 1978. Oh, another great one. The Commodores. Three times a lady.
Ties. Three times a matey.
Thank you, Buckwheat. We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the News is next. Take us out, Liv.
To voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time. I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys. Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer, you know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that departments of transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean, I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And now, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. It's just, I mean, you think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during a, like at a school crossing. That would, it would be a safer place for them to cross. You know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways. Like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now,
another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney and the news. Coming up here in just a second, we'll also get you updated on traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Al Beck, Absolute Law text line. A gentleman named Robert from Golden Gate Estates writes in on the text line. Guys, $50 to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund if I'm wrong. It's Moog, like the sound a cow makes, Moog. $50 to the draft fund. So you're going to hear Junior say, I stand corrected, right?
Well, Robert, you're mispronouncing it.
Yeah, keyboard snobs.
It is pronounced Moog.
Moog.
I will say again, Moog.
You're costing us $50 to the Stan and Haney draft fund.
I will not cave in.
Then you got $50 on you?
I'll pay it.
How?
Yeah, how? You financed a thing from Haney.
I don't know. I'll manipulate Haney somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll do it.
Yeah, you wind up doing it. It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, how's that garage looking?
You know?
Yeah, how's that garage looking?
Where's my drum machine?
You know what? That wasn't even my idea. That was his idea. Because yeah. That's what he wants to do. He wants to go through my stuff.
And he's proven that your hands are tied in the matter because it's back ordered.
It's back ordered, buddy.
Yeah.
So is my labor.
I'd cancel the effing order.
You know, that's probably wise.
Contact.
Don't you agree, Junior? Wouldn't that be for the
cancel
best?
Cancel it.
I mean, it's wise. I don't think you should do it.
Why? You seem very upset by this, and it'd probably be best just to forget about it.
All together. My drum machine.
I will contact the manufacturer via phone call. The way they answer is how I will participate. Heck, I'm good for it anyway. Lots of fun, guys. Love the show. It's a done deal. Signed, Robert from Golden Gate Estates. He's going to call the company.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to hear Moog.
I think you mean Moog?
Keyboard snobs.
Yep. A couple of things on the board this half hour. We've got a crash. We told you about it last break. I'm seeing that it is with injuries and road blockage. The I-75 northbound crash at mile marker 139. And we have one more on the board. It's in Lehigh Acres, a crash, Williams Avenue, and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date.
You know, I don't want to say anything bad about Moog or Moog, but when it comes to the best keyboards, there's no guesswork. Everybody knows how to pronounce Hammond.
Yep, very simple, Hammond. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, August 10th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. I think it's safe to say, Stan, both of us are fascinated by space.
Oh, love it. Love it.
And for human beings, one of the toughest things that there is when it comes to trying to comprehend the universe and our place in it, even our own solar system, is the immense distances involved.
Mm-hmm.
We think of things like the sun and the moon being relatively close to us.
Yeah, it's in our solar system, and you know, we're the third rock from the sun.
If the sun one day just exploded.
Oh, geez.
And ceased to be.
Yeah.
You would have 8 minutes and 20 seconds to get your affairs in order. Everything would be perfectly normal here for about 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Then?
You'd cease to exist.
Yeah, you'd probably evaporate.
But for 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
You had time to think about it.
You'd know it was coming.
Yep. What are you going to do? Nothing you can do about it. See what I mean? What are you going to do about it? You're going to go and hand ring and pace the floor? Nothing you can do about it.
Smoke?
Yep. That's what I'd have. I'd have a cool smoke before it all went up.
Talk about what you're going to do this weekend?
Maybe cold beer.
Yep. 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Ponder that.
Mm.
As if the thing just blew up.
All right, I've pondered it. I have a cool smoke and an ice cold beer.
One of those Bud, what are they?
The ones that Junior likes?
The nitros?
The nitro. Maybe a cool smoke and a nitro.
You know, I still haven't had one.
Well, because I drank them all.
He drank them all?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that garage look, Sonny?
It's getting there.
Be honest.
Yeah.
You wanted me to finance this drum machine,
yes.
And in return, you offered to clean my garage.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, your motivation for that, is it to help me, or is it so you can go through every single thing I own?
You got a lot of valuables in there.
Hey, I tell you what, you do me a favor, I'll go through and all your stuff and see what I want.
Go ahead and finger through it all.
Yeah, that sounds like a fair deal, doesn't it? Indiana and basketball.
Wow, they go hand in hand.
It's no joke. Of the 12 largest high school basketball gymnasiums in the country, Indiana has 11 of them. The only one of the top 12 not in Indiana is in Texas, because, well, everything has to be bigger.
In Texas.
Video games have been around a while.
They sure have.
You know, different levels of technology, different consoles. Well, the good people at Quaker Oats had the foresight to see this video game business is going to get big. We want in. So Quaker Oats owned a video game company for 1 year, from 1982 to 1983. And they were quite serious about it. Quaker Oats produced 14 Atari games. Nobody liked them. Nobody bought them. They jettisoned the equipment and shot to the top. The coldest inhabited place on Earth.
So what did we leave out?
Area, yep. You know, look, you're talking 2 billion, 100 trillion, but you know the deal.
Yeah, the Antarctica.
Coldest inhabited place on Earth is a village in Siberia. How cold is it? If you were to go outside in this Siberian village, people live there year-round. If you were to go outside, not even on a bad day, on an average day, it's estimated your body, you'd completely freeze to death in under 1 minute. So you may wonder, well, what's a bad day?
Yeah.
Well, its record low temperature is negative 96 degrees Fahrenheit.
A little nippy. Yep. Oh, look at this person in there.
Yeah, I think the moon is about negative 4.
Absolute law text line. Haney, not necessarily.
Oh, no.
The speed of light dictates you would see the sun explode and you would die at the same time.
No.
Haney, you are wrong.
No, you are wrong.
I'm just telling you what he's saying. Got a Mr. Budinsky here, a Mr. Know-It-All.
It would take 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the energy to hit us. That is the speed of light, sir. Wrong again. We were talking about vast distances.
Yeah, not necessarily. Speed of light dictates you would see the sun explode and you would die at that moment.
What is the speed of light from the sun to here, sir?
Yep. Answer that for us, sir.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Go ahead.
Did you read that text?
What did it say?
Do you want me to read it?
What did it say?
Robert from Golden Gate Estates had to tell me that it was pronounced Moog.
Correct.
Here's his text. Their voicemail said Moog, like Larry and Curly's brother own the effing company. I will be at the bank by midweek.
Yeah,
love you, brothers.
He showed how it was spelled and all that, too.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Moog. Yeah. I will repeat. Moog.
So if Stan spelled his name STIN, but insisted you still call him Stan, you'd have to respect that, wouldn't you?
I would call him Stain.
Yeah, but he pronounces it Stan.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Mr. Budinsky, explain yourself. Nope. What's the speed of light? If the sun suddenly blew up, we actually wouldn't know it happened. For you guessed it, 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Since even that explosive light show would only be traveling at maximum the speed of light, the death and the destruction would follow very, very shortly after that.
After what?
8 minutes and 20 seconds.
And what did I say?
8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay, then.
But he's saying that you wouldn't have... He's misinterpreting. Yes, it would take 8 minutes and 20 seconds for us to see the sun blow up. We wouldn't know it blew up 8 minutes and 20 seconds earlier. We'd only see it blow up and be dead.
Well, we have something...
called a brain! It's called a brain!
Okay. Enough said. Know what, Stan?
That
was
folks.
Much better than where I was going.
Sorry.
Congratulations, cat people. You no longer have to be alone. You know, even the old pullout king over here might get excited about this.
Because he's a cat lover,
yep.
And he loves all the dating sites.
Lord Raw Dog himself. There's a new app called Tabby. It launched on Saturday for International Cat Day, and it's specifically for single people with cats.
He called us a punk. By the way,
who did?
Mr. Sunlight. Punk.
Well, go back to working on whatever genius invention you're working on.
Yeah.
See? Obviously, we're not at your level.
Yeah. Punk.
Punk.
Yeah.
How long has it been since I've been called a punk?
I don't know. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the destruction, when the destruction happens. But you wouldn't know it happened until it was already here, punk.
Yeah. Unless our many sensors currently orbiting the sun might give us a heads up.
Because we got a brain!
Yep. Our brain, multiple hemispheres. I don't know about yours.
Yeah,
so you're the cat app. I I don't want to put you on the spot, Stan. You don't have to participate if you don't want to.
Okay.
But just rhetorically, have you ever learned someone has been sexually unfaithful to you?
Rhetorically?
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you ever caught anybody?
Yes, rhetorically.
Well, they had a discussion on Reddit about people sharing the ways they caught their significant other cheating on them. And I will tell you right now, we knew this about women, but I think it's humans in general, just capable of anything.
Anything.
No shame.
He did admit he's out delivering pizzas.
Well, I understand that that is the good life.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you, but I want you to do the whole story again. But we've talked about this before. Everybody that I've known that has delivered pizzas at some point in time in their life will look back on it and they say they loved it.
Best time of their lives.
Best time of their lives. No joke.
So here is how some of the top answers of how people have caught their significant other cheating on them. I woke up in the middle of the night and my fiance wasn't in bed. I went upstairs to find the guest bedroom locked. After barging in, I found him with another woman in a bed that happened to be my bed from childhood. Another one. I found a note from the nanny to my husband in his weed stash. Number three. Went in for my yearly checkup and tested positive for chlamydia.
Oh.
I later found out why.
How to do.
Number four. She goes to Comic-Con in New York City.
New York City?
I helped her pack. She never came home.
Ah!
Everything I know is due to the trail of bills she left behind. She met a man at San Diego Comic-Con a few months before and put together an elaborate plan to abandon me.
So conniving.
Number five may be the worst. My buddy works at a hotel and gave me a call. Heads up, your wife just checked in with another man. I mean, there's no good way, but...
God.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's a stingaroo. That's what that is.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 40-year-old gentleman named Brian Duffy in Pinellas Park.
Friends call him Duff.
A few weeks ago, Duff went to the 7-Eleven and became involved in an argument with the 7-Eleven clerk regarding the price of a Slurpee.
Please.
The female clerk had to take charge during the argument over the price of a Slurpee and decided that Brian did not deserve a Slurpee at any price when he refused to pay the price of a Slurpee. Brian couldn't allow that to stand, so he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He slapped that Slurpee right out of her hand. So the Slurpee flew all over the female clerk. She showed her displeasure by alerting the authorities, who arrested Brian Duff for battery. And since this isn't his first battery conviction, congratulations, complimentary upgrade to a felony.
There you go.
Oh, come on. Fighting about a Slurpee.
Yeah, he's a Sanders man.
And that's the news for today, Monday, August 10th.
double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
And the time it took you to deliver that pizza, the sun could have blown up.
Sensors around the sun, Haney? Radio signals travel even slower than light. Good day, sir.
Same! Same!
The next thing, Same. You're going to tell me that it's not true that NASA launched a chimpanzee into the sun.
Shame! Shame!
Bring out your dice!
Shame!
Bring out your dice!
Shame!
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 We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
It's called a brain.
96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones.
Just ground Stan the building. Just ground the building.
One wire, man.
One wire. Yep. Hey, everybody. Stan.
Just one black wire.
One black wire. Ground it. You know? I'm tired.
Hell, it doesn't even have to be black.
I'm just tired of seeing arcs and bolts come in here, and then they all look at me like I'm some kind of idiot.
Yeah, and then we get blamed for the effect on the human brain over the years.
Yeah!
It's called a brain. It's wet. It's not meant to be zapped.
Nope. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like you're standing in a bucket of water.
Mm-hmm.
That brain, it's in fluid.
Yep.
It's moist. It's damp.
Yep.
It's wet.
Human.
Let's get you updated one last time on traffic for your drive home. the crash in Fort Myers on I-75 at mile marker 139 still showing up on the board. It's a bad one, and they're still working it there. Road blockage with injuries, I-75 northbound at mile marker 139. In Estero, disabled vehicle, South Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway.
No.
Yeah. And you are up to date.
You know, Stan, when I'm down, I find it helps to listen to a good old country song.
Oh, sure. Perk you right up. Make you feel real good. Gotcha.
You always said someday you'd go to live in Southern California. Me, I'd stay right here in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the old possum.
You always talked about.
And take a look at him. He looked like a possum.
In Southern California.
No show, George.
But if you'll stay in Tennessee, I promise there'll be better days with me.
Married to that battling Tammy Wynette.
Speaking of which,
it's not that
there she
I don't
is.
Love you. But I hear the call from Southern California. There's something I can't find in Tennessee.
Always
still
picks you up.
Screens and limousines, they wait for me in Southern California.
Makes you feel like $1 million.
Though you've been so good to me, the time has come you have to.
The man was in the dog food business.
Tomorrow when you leave, you'll take my heart to Southern California. But just remember, I'll be here to keep your heart with me in Tennessee.
It's been 5 years and
sure
I guess I've cried a million tears.
Yep.
Looking out the window of this little room.
Yeah, people right say you look like hell.
Flashing neon sign that says bar.
Bar, yeah.
It's almost midnight.
Look at you.
Time to go downstairs and go to work.
Yep.
I wonder how he's doing in Tennessee.
Well, here I sit by the window of
this big old lonely mansion.
Mansion.
Looking out over the Smokies.
Yep.
And owning everything.
Don't see a bar sign outside. It's inside.
I guess by now she's found what she was looking for.
Yep.
And as I look at this old faded photograph of the girl that I still love, I wonder if she ever thinks of me.
But the weather's good in Southern California.
I feel so much better now.
It's so uplifting. What the?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was in another country. I was in Greece. And anybody here, any Greece people? Greece. Is Danny Zuko in the room? Is he? I had a great time there. I struggle with the language. Like, I can't really. You can't. When I was in France, I've been to another country twice. Once to France, once to Greece. And when I was in France, you have like a phrase book, you know, and you just walk up to whoever you want something from, and it's vous, bleu, vous. You know, and you just keep doing that until they get disgusted and speak English. But in Greece, you can't do that because they have letters that aren't letters. It'll be letter shape of some sort, you know? Like, what sound does a triangle make? I don't know how to sound out an upside down horseshoe with a line through it, you know? So I try to speak to them, and they're like, no speak. Even Crete. You know how they spell the name of their island, Crete? Anybody? It's K-P-H-T-H. Crete.
Have yourselves a great evening. Al Beck up next. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Mark, thank you. Did it come through on the air?
It did.
You can hear it?
You can hear the crackle?
I'll pull it up.
Okay. All right. Let me know when you're ready. I'll just wait here because I don't want to screw anything up.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Here. Let me kill the music here for a second. And let's bring that back. Go ahead. Roll them. Coming up.
Oh, geez.
Yes! Wow!
Coming up.
Yeah. Do that again. Play it again. Coming up.
Oh, jeez.
I want. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I want a Beasley to hear that. They hear everything else. I want them to hear that.
I love that. Coming up.
Ooh, yes.
One more
coming
time.
Up.
Ooh, jeez.
Yes. Ow. It just hurts to hear it. One more. Good. Yeah. Coming up.
Ooh, jeez.
You know what? I want somebody. I want an engineer. Ooh, I want geez. Beasley. And I want engineers. We'll get it again. Coming up.
Oh, jeez.
Stan, you remember that time when we were playing around with a Tesla coil?
Yeah, remember? Coming up.
Oh, jeez.
Everything was fluttering in here. You felt the electricity in the room.
Now
coming up.
I have to say, hearing that is far more terrifying than experiencing it.
Your hearing is so bad. You heard it, but you didn't know.
No,
it was
I
like
mean
that.
Hearing it played back.
No,
imagine being
terrifying.
A listener going, "Oh my God!"
Do it again. Coming up. I want somebody coming in charge to hear that.
One more time.
Up.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Are you done with the headlines?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Then can we laugh around here? Can we? Jeez. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Jeez.
Well, it's Shark Week over at the Discovery Channel, and they continue their tradition of
putting large retired athletes into the water with sharks.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
shark fun facts.
Top shark fun facts.
Jeez.
Telling you.
Go ahead. Jeez.
Why is that amusing?
Somebody's on the road and they just saw the station antenna get struck by lightning.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh.
Coming up.
Ooh, jeez.
That is about as real as it gets.
It was going through our heads.
Because
did it go through your head?
Yes. As that's going on, I'm thinking, jettison the equipment and shoot to the top. That's
never a thought in my mind.
Me, get out of here. I've seen it arc. I've seen it hit Haney. I have had, during a lightning storm, and don't deny it, water pouring on my head.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm 58 years old, and I ain't going that way.
I think it would be awesome.
Not me. I want to go coming quietly up in my sleep.
Ooh, jeez.
I'm going to go quietly in my sleep. And I told her the other night, you'll find me there, my wife. I said, I'm going to go quietly in my sleep, and you'll be the one to find me.
But think about it.
Yeah.
If that happened to us, we would be more famous than Humble Harv.
That's true.
We'd finally be known. And you know what? That'll get us in the Hall of Fame.
It sure would. Oh, no, it wouldn't. There'd be somebody that said, one event doesn't get them in.
Well, they also put in a couple of decades. Yeah, but that's beside the lightning thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, come on. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, summation of your life's work.
Yeah. 40 years in the radio business.
Yeah.
Killed by lightning. Engineer at studio fails to ground the studio. His last words were, "Don't do it."
Oh, jeez. I mean, that's better than how most radio guys go.
Yeah. You know, found days later.
Yes.
Stuck to a vinyl reclining chair in their one-bedroom apartment.
For 15 years, Southeast Central Florida woke up to the dulcet tones of Ron Marr. He was found dead in his recliner by a service person, apparently had been there for days.
Yep.
She's lying on the floor.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.